Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
There are a lot of things that matter to me: family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela,
which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Diosa FM.
And I am Mala Munoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast, hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners, breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, The Podcasteras Next Door, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we've been podcasting independently since 2016, and we're bringing our radiophonic novela to the My Cultura Network to continue sharing stories from the Latinx community.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 7.
Take us to your network!
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome back to Locatora Radio. I'm Diosa.
And I am Mala.
And you are tuning in to capítulo 136, 136.
In past episodes of Locatora Radio, we have explored Latinas in politics, and we've interviewed a number of progressive Latina candidates, mostly from Southern California. For example, you can go back in time and listen to our interview with then CD1 candidate Eunice Hernandez, who has now won that seat, and she is our active working councilwoman, the Locatora effect, as we like to call it. We also interviewed Elizabeth Alcantar and Nicole Lopez. You can go back and tune into those episodes. But today, we actually want to switch things up a little bit and talk about the other end of Latinas in politics. The far-right Latinas.
The QAnon Latinas.
Scary.
I know.
Stress.
It seems so, like, antithetical, but I think it's really important to examine and understand, like, why this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, as uncomfortable as it is, I don't think as a community we should shy away from understanding, like, why this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I want to open it up by asking you, Mala, like, do you know any far-right Latinas? Any alts?
You know,
QAnon?
Not any open ones, not any that are like honest and upfront about how far right they are.
Yeah.
However, I definitely know Latinas who, at the very least, identify as like Republican and Republican voting, Republican women, you know? And so that's like an interesting and strange thing. And it's mostly like extended family, I would say.
Yeah.
I don't know like the intricacies of their actual political standpoints, but yeah, they're out there.
They are out there.
Uh-huh. They exist.
Yeah. And I think Texas is like a particularly interesting state to talk about because I think from on my end, I hear like my organizing friends say like it's a purple state, like it has the potential to turn blue. I also have family in San Antonio, and they're the extended family too. Actually, they're primos hermanos, so not that extended. And they're older than me, and I don't really have much contact with them. But from what I've heard, the rumblings is that they are very conservative, like far right Latinos.
Yeah.
And to me, it's really, and I think this is similar to the person we're going to be talking about today. And for me, it's really surprising because, you know, we're just one generation over from being immigrants. Like, our parents came, you know, as immigrants. And so to see this, like, very conservative stance is very shocking to me, but also, like, really important to understand and think about and consider because Latinos are more conservative, whether we want to admit it or not.
Mm-hmm. And I think that we create our community and our family and our listenership and our audience to be a more progressive, leftist, you know, sort of community and mindset, and as inclusive as we possibly can be,
right?
But that is not the whole entire community.
No.
And, you know, Rick Caruso is like campaigning in Pico Union and in Spanish speaking communities and neighborhoods and with high attendance.
Yeah.
And it's not something that is necessarily new in the Latinx community. There are have always been like these conservative veins in Latin America. And I mean, there's a whole history, you know, country by country of conservative values and racism and eugenics and fascism, what have you. So it's not separate from our communities, but we try and create these intentional spaces where that's not what we're espousing. So then I think we get reminded like, oh, well, there are women our age who are like firmly anti-immigrant, actually, even being descendants of immigrants themselves, right? And I think when I look at like LA, like how much of the LAPD is made up of people of color?
Border control as well.
Border control as well. And so that also tells me all of those LAPD officers who are people of color have family and relatives. So we all know somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think that's important. We try and like, I think, be really grounded when we talk about these things to our audience. Like, we're not above this conversation.
No, not at all.
We have to engage with this issue.
Truly, because even if it's not in our immediate family, like, it's they're people that we probably share space with, right? And that this is where the conversations make the most difference, when they're with people you actually know. And so that's why we want to explore this topic today.
Yes. And this is a podcast, so it's very shareable.
Yeah.
The convo. And
you don't have to engage in it yourself. Send the episode.
Yeah. You could just listen and pass on the link, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about some specific Republican Latinas who are out here right now.
Yeah. But I think to go back to what you said is like, this is not the conservative, you know, values of Latinos. You know, we can go back to home countries and identify it, right? I think what we're seeing, though, is like, as we've been talking about, like, Latinas our age running for office, we're also seeing the conservative Latinas running for office. And that's really what sparks this conversation today.
Yeah.
Is that there is a Congresswoman, Representative Mayra Flores, who became only the second Republican to represent the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. And she won a special election back in June, which flipped the congressional seat from blue to red.
Mm-hmm.
And she has run on a platform of God, family, country.
Mm-hmm. Latinos love those things. Latinos love God. They love family. And they love their tierra. Like, that's, she's speaking very specifically.
It's specific, but also broad. Broad, yeah. In the sense of, like, you can interpret that however you want.
Yes.
You know?
Bilingually. Across language.
Yeah. And, like, family, like, is very much coded for, like, nuclear, quote, traditional family, right? And what does that mean, a man and a woman,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I think that she knows what she's doing, and we're not, like, political strategists, right? We're not campaign strategists. We're not, like, think tanks for, like, policy.
Yeah.
But what we can do is talk about this from a feminist lens and understand how these different things apply,
yeah.
to our community, such as, like, internalized misogyny.
Yes.
Xenophobia.
Yeah.
Anti-immigrant rhetoric.
Yeah. We're just concerned local podcasters just commenting on our iHeartRadio show. That's all.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important. Like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And when reflecting on what matters most, I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
So let's start with Maira. She, like, this is interesting to me too, because there's clearly in her campaigning, you were telling me about this as we were walking into the studio session today, like that there's almost like a girl bossification and they're doing their own like the squad type thing with the other Latina Republicans who are running for various political offices. That is fascinating to me.
Yeah. And so there's a couple Latinas running around the same time and they're all GOP candidates. There's two other Latina Republicans, Monica de la Cruz in McAllen, all three in Texas, in McAllen, and Cassie Garcia in Laredo. And they're calling themselves the triple threat and the Democrats' worst nightmare.
Oh, Lord.
And so there is some type of, like, imagery branding behind this strategy, right? Kind of like the GOP, the squad. But instead, they're, like, conservative Latinas.
Yeah. Conservative Tejanas is no one's worst nightmare. We all saw it coming. Like, we're not, you know, like, it's not that serious, girlies. But it's interesting to see, like, okay, the girl power sort of in it, because what are their policies when it comes to women?
Right.
And with what's going on in Texas with abortion.
Right. I mean, and they're openly anti-abortion.
And so the adding that girl boss infusion and inflection into the campaign while being actively anti-abortion is astounding and fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, and Mayra Flores, since she's been in office, she has like backed like anti-gay marriage bills. Right. She's like openly anti-abortion. So she's very much like appealing to that very conservative, traditional Latino. And she's evangelical Christian. So even beyond like Catholics, you know, this is like something that's appealing to that specific demographic.
Right. Very intense.
Very intense.
It's something that we're going to keep an eye on, that we're going to track.
Right.
Because I think that, like we were saying earlier, you know, in this episode, you got a lot of Latinos, non-Black Latinos, people of color in Border Patrol, in the police. These are border communities.
Yeah.
You know? And so when we talk about, like, institutionalized racism and oppression, what now do we do with an environment like the Rio Grande Valley, like the RGV, where people of color, immigrant communities are experiencing oppression in border crossings and with our immigration system? But then our politicians and our Border Patrol agents, our lawmakers and our police are also Latinos, are people of color, and who are enacting the violence. Now what are we, now what do we talk about now?
Right.
Now what? So it's just, it's something we're going to track, we're going to watch, we'll comment on. These other two candidates have their own thing going on, like, aside from Mayra.
Yeah, and but actually shifting a little bit to Florida, you know, there's like Ana Paulina Luna.
Yes.
And she, Vox did a really great write-up about the rise of the far-right Latina. And so I'm going to pull this quote from there where Luna is saying, the pandering is done. Like, Democrats pandering to Latinos is done, and we're not stupid, and they don't own our vote. And I think that that is really telling, because even if you don't agree with, like, the Republican messaging or their strategy, their policy, like, they have been engaging the Latino votes, the Latino voting bloc, as they like to call it, in ways that Democrats haven't.
Oh, Florida, and Florida did it first.
Yes.
Florida did it first with the Latinx, Latino immigrant Republicans. I think that Florida has been a fascinating case study, and I'm sure that Texas is like taking note and following suit, and has been for some time.
Yeah. I mean, it is like Trump kind of unleashed all of this, you know, and not that it didn't exist before him, but it's like you had someone on such a big stage spewing all these different things. Yes. And then it became okay again to say it in public and loudly and campaign on these horrific racist messaging.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Chiquis from the Chiquis and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So, quick segue, this fool on Hulu.
Yes.
Chris Estrada's show starring Frankie Quinones and Chris Estrada, and like amazing show, hilarious. There was some chatter on like Twitter and TikTok because people were like, in opening scenes to the show, Chris Estrada's character, the mother, has a picture of Ronald Reagan like on her mantle, like among all the other photos, the other family photos. And so you had a bunch of people online like, well, what kind of family is this, and what's the show, and what are the politics, because why does she have a picture of Reagan? And later in later episodes, there's a scene where they're sitting around the dinner table and the mom is like, well, Reagan gave us amnesty. And then the rest of the family is like, but this, that, and the third with Reagan. But that's her reason.
Right.
Because Reagan gave them amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
So that was also like an interesting storyline in the show. Mm-hmm. This is a Mexican-American family in South Central.
Right.
That was, Chris Estrada grew up in Inglewood, I want to say. I think he set the story specifically in South Central. So then that conversation's going on. There's actually a podcast on the My Cultura mm-hmm. Network about the Amnesty Bill.
Out of the Shadows by Eric Galindo and Patty Rodriguez.
Yeah, and that entire experience and community in the bill. Mm-hmm. So you do have these histories
yeah.
of like Latinos in very real ways, like loving Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It continues
right.
With the Republican Party and and immigrant communities.
Yeah.
And for different reasons, whether it be the religion.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are single issue voters still
right.
in our communities. And I think for a lot of them, it is abortion.
I think too, like the economy, you know, like is a big thing because Latinos want upward mobility. I mean, I mm-hmm. think a lot of communities do, but I think in particular, like the Republicans are speaking to that in particular, like they're blaming the recession on Biden, right? When mm-hmm. we know that that's not true,
mm-hmm.
but it's an easy scapegoat. And so when you hear those kinds of things in the era of disinformation and misinformation, I think it's really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, when thinking about some of the messaging for Myra Flores, you know, she very much paints herself as like the fulfillment of the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think now in 2022, like as a community, at least on our end of the community, we can say like, well, we know that the American dream is actually false. And it's like a false narrative that has been fed to us
mm-hmm.
because of systemic and institutionalized racism. That's actually not the case for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. but she's also, this is also part of her platform and campaign. And so I think that that's one of the things that we need to examine as a community is like that fulfillment of the American dream. And is it really possible?
Yeah, totally, 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 totally. And I think that the Democrats need to do better. We got to do better. And we need to abolish the two-party system.
Absolutely.
This whole...
Because we don't identify as Democrats.
No.
We vote democratically.
Yes.
Like, we vote as Democrats.
Right.
But...
Because what's the other option?
What's the other option?
Voting Republican.
Right.
And we're not about to do that.
No.
You know, and I'm sorry, but I need to see more Greenpeace. We got to see... What else is there? We need
right.
more. We just need more.
We need more.
The two-party system is so archaic and barbaric,
right.
and it's not... It's not serving any solid purposes anymore.
No.
You know, so we're not saying like, we're definitely not saying vote Republican.
No.
Definitely not. But what we have now is not sufficient. People are not
Agreed.
Being reached.
Right.
Caruso
is reaching people because he has like
money.
Millions
money.
And millions of dollars.
Yeah. But someone like Eunices Hernandez showed us that it is, and someone like AOC, they show us that even without millions of dollars and a huge political machine, you can get out the vote
right.
and you can win elections.
Right.
Because they literally did it.
Yeah.
You know, very recently, young candidates without all that institutional backing. You know, I think that the Democrats are not trying hard enough.
No, they're really not.
As a whole,
no,
across the board.
I think because they only pay attention to the Latino vote during midterms
yeah.
and the primary, like presidential elections.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not enough.
No, clearly.
Clearly.
Clearly, because people are getting snatched up and their votes are being snatched up.
Right, because Mayra Flores, her winning was seen as like a fluke. But she's running for like re-election this midterm election.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like y'all need to step up your game.
Yeah. Nobody seriously thought that Donald Trump would win the first time.
Right.
Everybody was shocked,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the Democrats have this pattern of resting on laurels and
yeah.
resting on hands and sitting on hands and like not moving and not mobilizing
mm-hmm.
when they totally could be, you know.
Right.
And it's weird too because it's like, yeah, okay, so it's like, who's the team?
Right.
Who's worth investing time into?
Mm-hmm.
Again, definitely not the Republicans, but. Where are we going to put our manpower?
Right. Well, I think that's why we started this series of Latinas
it's
in
true.
Politics, right? Because we saw like the Latinas, the younger, fresher candidates weren't getting the media coverage that they deserved.
Yeah.
And we focused on Los Angeles because that's where our biggest listenership is. And that's where these women were running. Okay. So all in all, I think obviously a heavy episode, but important conversations to have with each other. our friends and family, send to your relative, but tell them not to come after us. We don't want hate mail.
Don't do that, but you can go to our website, locatoraradio.com, and leave us a speak pipe memo. Leave us a voice message and tell us what you thought about this episode. Tell us what you think about Republican Latinas. Why are they? How are they? You know, if you've heard of others who are running, or if you think you have insight into the motivations, into the mind of the far right Latina, like, drop us a voice memo.
I think too, like, I think pairing this conversation with Briska's book for brown girls is very important. Because okay. She talks a lot about this, like, Latinas yes. aspiring to, like, whiteness, internalized misogyny, xenophobia, like, all these things. And I feel like that is just all here in this conversation.
Yeah. And she was raised by, like, preachers, mm-hmm. right? Like, evangelical preachers.
Yeah.
In, like, her childhood. Like, mm-hmm. she grew up in the church.
Yeah.
And in deep conservatism
yeah.
and republicanism
yeah.
once then immigrating to the United States. Mm-hmm. So great example. Definitely pick up Briska's book and follow her online.
We have an episode with her from a couple seasons ago where we talk about her book and how she's a Satanist.
That was a great episode.
Definitely one of my favorite episodes. So go back and listen to that one after you listen to this one.
Yes, because by the end of that episode, you will be asking yourself, am I a Satanist? Because we sure were.
We definitely were.
We were very impressed by the Church of Satan
yeah.
and like the satanic principles. We were really like at the end, like, this sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Republicans are going to love this. Satanist podcasters diss God-fearing Republican candidate.
Oh, yeah. The article writes itself.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I'm not. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Locatora Radio.
Besitos.
Locatora Radio is a production of Locatora Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network.
For more podcasts, listen to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Besitos. Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Munoz
and Diosa Femme.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
La cual pudiera llevarme al hospital, así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.